The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at gmenworldwide.com. The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting with. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man!
I always like to bring a question to the forefront, and I'm just big on solving the problem. So question for us this morning is, it's the beginning of July. What is that thing, that number one thing, one, two, or three things that you want to accomplish this month in your personal life? Something that's going to help you be better. One, two, or three things that you want to accomplish this month in your personal life that it's going to help you to be better. I'm going to kick it off. So I'm notorious, Esau, for not being able to get sleep, right? For not sleeping well. Melatonin, you know, do all sorts of things up in my magnesium, doctors, the whole thing. Not quite sure exactly what it is, but I am committed this month to really get more sleep, tackle that sleep issue that I have. Because for me, and I've actually seen it, I felt it, when I get that 7 hours or even 6 hours, but of good, strong sleep, I'm mentally and physically, I perform at a higher level. I know now that when I have the mental clarity, and the physical energy, mental energy and the physical energy, meaning when I get sleep, when I'm performing at a higher level, I get more results. Financially, I can make more money. Personally, I can give more to the family, right? I can perform my job at a higher level. So for me, the month of July is not only dedicated to getting more rest, but that one thing I definitely want to tackle is more sleep, not just rest, but more sleep. What about y'all?
Sort of two things I can think of real quick. One is something I've been just going back and forth with, not staying consistent. For the longest, I've just been trying to sign up for this Spanish course, just to learn Spanish. Mm. I don't know if y'all remember, like the Spanish been kicking my butt. Like I haven't been consistent with it. And I deal with so many Latino people in my work. Mm. It would just make my job much, much easier. And also just learning a second language. I think now, you know, up my, like you said, it'll up my money. And another thing is I still struggle with taking care of myself as far as doing anything for myself. I still, I give everything to everybody else and I give nothing to myself. I really think I'm going to, and with the kids not here, I think I can practice that because it's just me, well, me and the wife, but for the most part, it's just me here. So I can practice that.
Good. So if you just jumped on, the question before the group is one, two, or three things that you have to accomplish or want to accomplish this month in your personal life that will help you perform higher. One, two, or three things that you want to accomplish this month that will help you perform better to get some of your desired results. I started it off and I said, really getting a grip on my sleep this month, making sure that I get the 6 or 7 hours of sleep, of strong REM sleep that I need to get so I can perform physically and mentally at a higher level. How about you, Kamal?
I'm going to piggyback off of you, Clint Kendall. Sleep. Sleep is number one for me. My wife tells me all the time that I'm always up way too late. You know, albeit it's usually reading or something to that nature, but still it's not enough sleep. And as I get older, obviously I'm realizing how important it is to sleep for so many reasons. Second one is just overall health in terms of, you know, running more, things of that nature. And just making sure I pay attention to those things. Reading more, actually reading, just to understand the power of reading is it's amazing. Just to make sure you're mentally aware of things and just constantly growing and becoming better at whatever it is that you seek. It's all available there, usually in some book, just not doing it the hard way, learning from other people and reading.
Excellent. Appreciate you. Norm, how about you, sir? Great morning.
Hey, great morning, Coach Clay, Esau, Malik, everybody. For me, I just actually started Sunday is my core four. I call it my five alives. I kind of made it into my mind is wisdom. My wealth is wealth. I call it the five W's. My health is wellness. Balance is holistic. And I use my last W is worldwide. So worldwide is doing that thing that's uncomfortable. So I've kind of slacked off to my core four. So I've coaching three people and I totally haven't been consistent on it. So I have to now coach on, do it for myself so I can coach on it better. So I've been consistent on that. So doing that this month. Other thing is because I've been working nights since April, my sleep has been off and it's affected just my consistency and I've been making excuses. So I'm getting rid of that. So I've been going to bed about nine o'clock, having to get up at 12 a.m. to get to work. I don't have to drive an hour to Staten Island. I got transferred to the Bronx, which is 15 minutes from my house. So I've been, I've been blessed to work closer. It's just I've been managing my sleep. I have to manage my sleep better. So I'm doing a better job at this month and not quitting the job to get something better. I'm going to work this and prayerfully something else will open where my time it'll change, but I got to max out where I'm at. And thirdly is my health, getting back to the 100-mile challenge. I've been off for 2 months. And I was good for, Coach, I was good for 10 months and then bam. So back to the drawing board. I was trying to do 12 months straight, consistent. So I got to start back up this month of those three.
Good. How about you, Rob? Big Rob.
Good morning, Coach.
That's Coach Reed. My bad. Go ahead, Rob.
It's all good because I gotten used to it, man. I catch him on the call every once in a while. I think the two things that I got on my list right now for my personal time, well, for my personal sake, is I've been looking at Knowing how to say no to anything that doesn't serve me in this current time of my life right now. And part of that is, one of it is knowing how to get the hell off of work on time. So that's one. So my biggest thing this year, I mean this month, because I just had a talking to, I want to say no and getting more at home and attending to myself and attending to my family is what I need to be focusing on this month. And then I guess the second one is on the physical health side of things. I would like to see myself at the end of this month going to the gym at least twice a week right now. I say three times. I like to set the goal at three, but for some reason that, you know, I mean, I just keep selling myself short on that. So I want to just set a number that's realistic. I like to see myself hitting the gym at least twice a week this month. And I'll consider it a successful month for me.
Good. Give us an update on your last 7 days with the assignment that you've taken on.
I actually didn't just do a morning routine. I also did a night routine as well in addition to that. Mm-hmm. And so my morning routine right now has been looking like it's had some challenges. I ain't going to lie. Out of the last, Tuesday. So I don't know what it was, but 7 days. I would say at least five of them I've actually had a routine. And it was like 2 days I definitely fell off. But my routine now consists of, I have personal to, like, I set off an hour of time for myself, pretty much between, 9 a.m. and by the time I get ready to go to work, I take like an hour to myself personally to, just do the basics in terms of hygiene and all the other good stuff. So that morning routine of just brushing your teeth and doing a little bit of reading and making sure I get a balanced breakfast and stuff like that. I've actually started doing that a lot more often. And then the other part of it is I try to set aside at least an hour and a half of gym time for myself, which has been working in terms of my mood and everything like that. Like I feel a little bit more productive. But I got to the gym, I believe last week. I got to the gym at least twice. And then the other part of that routine is me. So, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. I'm sorry to jump in on you, but what are some of the lessons that you've learned from the things that you've implemented and began to do? What's an aha moment or a lesson that you can learn that you've learned? Takeaway, if any.
I feel like, I don't know how to put it, but I feel like, I don't know how to put it in words, but I'm going to just go ahead and throw it out there. I feel like I am learning that I feel like I'm always been trying to fight this thing. Like I'm trying to like find balance with everything. And I think a while back I learned for some reason, I feel like I was on a call or something like that. And I was learning that sometimes it's not about balance, but it's about finding a rhythm. And so right now, like I said, I felt like I fell off for a little bit and I felt like I've been trying to like balance everything. I've been balancing work, balancing relationship, balancing this. And I feel like I was getting overwhelmed with it all. And so by implementing things that can continuously help are like centered around my mental health and just having something that's going to tend to those core four, basically. By putting something in place around that has actually been beneficial towards my mental space of just feeling like I am getting something done.
Good. And that's the big part of it. Like, we can't just make adjustments and create routines and not measure. Like, you got to measure it every day. So at the end of every day, after your morning routine, your daily routine, and your evening routine, a part of that evening routine should be, you know, let me measure my day. Let me see how the day went. What adjustments do I need to make? What challenges did I have? What are some of the things that I need to really make adjustments on? What are those areas? And then that's how we learn and we grow, by measuring it. That's good. That's good. Coach Rice, you got anything?
Yes, sir. Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Honestly, it's purpose before pleasure.
Love it.
Purpose before pleasure. So, you know, within the morning routine, the daily routine, I've just been putting the stuff that has redeemable value. You know, just, and I'm saying, even because there's certain stuff we know we're going to do, right? So I know I'm going to work out. I know I'm going to do this, that, or the third. But I said, let me put myself on punishment in a way where, like, nah, bro, you can't do that until you do this. So that's been very helpful. And I've been doing that, shoot, probably, well, not just the last 7 days, but that has been, excuse me, that's been the most beneficial. Because it makes me be still, throw my phone across the room, and lock everything out and lock in. And just literally, I've been on this thing really the last year, minimizing the number of things I'm trying to get done in one day and choosing quality over quantity. So that's been helping me. That's been working.
Yeah, and that's good. Let this month be for all of us, a month of getting your rhythm back. I love what Coach Rice, Coach Reed said, get your rhythm back. Like, when it comes to doing the things that's going to help you improve your performance, doing those things that's going to help you improve your performance, get your rhythm back. It's natural for all of us. We all fall off of something every now and then. I promise you, we all do. Ain't nobody out here Superman. Ain't nobody out here dotting all their I's and crossing their T's. We all fall off. That's why it's a constant daily activity. Like, every single day. I was telling my son yesterday, had a conversation with him, and I was saying to him, yo, every day you wake up, two things that you ask yourself. Who do I need to be today to get done what needs to get done? That's number one. And then the second thing is, what am I supposed to do today? Every single day, just every day, who do I need to be? What am I supposed to do? Who do I need to be? What am I supposed to do? And if we do that daily, accumulate those days, we start to develop momentum, we'll get this rhythm. Once we get in rhythm, it puts us in a space to be able to see some results. And once we can begin to see the results, it's like, oh, that works. That creates confidence. Then we start to believe. I had a conversation over the weekend with Trey, future son-in-law. He plays the saxophone. And we were talking about his business and revenue and managing and, you know, all that type of stuff, the combo. Then I asked him that question, like, what are you doing to get better in your craft and in your life? What time are you taking to actually get better in your, like, improve your performance? And so as we started to, like, peel that onion back, he wasn't putting in enough hours of practicing his saxophone like he used to. So he needed to implement that discipline in his life, the routine, make it a part of his routine. 2 hours in the morning, he said he was going to do, right? So it's always like, take this month, take the time to create the rhythm and the routines that are necessary that's going to help you perform at a higher level. When we don't do that, we're not giving ourselves the best opportunity to win. For me, sleep is essential, like, and I haven't been getting enough. So I got to get this rhythm going. We're building that up. All right, we're going to open it up. Second half. Anybody got anything they want to share? Any comments? Anything you need help with?
Yeah, I'll jump in there real quick. And you know, like the old preacher man, I ain't gonna hold y'all for long. But somebody, again, a customer I met like 3 years ago, called me last weekend. And he was like, yo, I don't know if you remember me. We spoke, blah, blah, blah. We was talking about real estate. Like, he quit his job. No, he lost his job. And because of me, I don't even know what we spoke about. Because of me, he was like, oh, he's starting his own business now. He's doing like some contracting. And basically, he was giving me like all these like good things and whatever, whatever. You know, oh, you did this. I want to thank you, whatever, whatever. Maybe we could link up. But I'm still struggling with, I don't know if this is a word, like self-glorification. Like, for me, being a hypocrite is everything. Like I don't want to be a hypocrite. So while he's praising me, in my mind, it was depressing me, because I was saying like, yo, this dude that he's telling me that I am, like this dude don't know me. You know, like I'm not that dude. And I just don't feel like sometimes I deserve like all these good things people are saying about, even though like I'm a good dude, but I guess I'm so hard on myself. I feel I'm stagnated with the properties right now. Once, I mean, I'm still looking, but we got the three houses. We're good. We worked on the fourth, but I just feel like I want more. Like I feel like I'm stagnated, but I just don't want to feel like I'm a hypocrite, because even though I know some of my thoughts, like I still have my old school Brooklyn, New York thug criminal thoughts. Like I'm they're starting to rear its ugly head again. Like how can I get this paper? How can I get this money? Let me speak to my man's name. Maybe I could do like those thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's why when dudes be like, oh, E, you the man, I'm proud of you. Like, I'm like, yo, y'all dudes don't know. Like, I'm still having these ugly thoughts. Like I don't deserve it. And that's big with me. And I think that's why I don't post on Instagram, because I feel that's all phony. It's being a phony. So that's I'm struggling with that. Like, I just don't want to be a hypocrite.
Here's something I would say to try. When people give those comments, that when they share those big ups or things like that, those attaboys or things like that, just say thank you. Or like how you changed your life, how you helped them. Just real simple, like a lot of times we don't even realize it. The simplest thing to do is just say thank you. Because I used to be there like, yo, that ain't me. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. It ain't no big deal. But just say thank you. Man, thank you. I appreciate it. And think about it too like this, Esau. Do some research and just think about the majority of the population, right? They don't own three houses. The majority of the population are not investors. So you're in a minority when it comes to the real estate game. You took a couple of years and studied before you actually got in the game. So you accomplished something. The hardest thing for 80% of the population to do is actually start something and finish it. Long obedience in the same direction. So you are worthy of, man, like you're killing the game, man. That boom, you are, because you're doing something that not everybody is doing. So just say thank you. And then once you start saying thank you, for me, this is how it works. Started saying thank you, and then knowing that, yo, the little things that I'm doing is helping people, is making an impact in people's lives. I would just say thank you and keep working. Don't beat yourself up.
But for me, that's pressure. That's pressure. When a dude be like, can I call you next week? I'm going through. Like, I ain't no speaker.
Yeah, but you ain't got to be a speaker. You just want to.
All I could do is tell you how I did it. Don't do that, because I did that before. That's all I got for you.
And stay right there. That's all he need. Evidently, that's all he need. That's what you did the first time. Just give him whatever you can. That's right. All. Don't make it deeper than what it is. My man just want to holler at you. Want to chop it up. And if he takes it somewhere, you know, that's out of your area of expertise, just let him know. Just let him know. Or if you don't feel like being bothered, be like, man, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, we can chop it up every now and then, but I'm really not trying to give you all this information on business. Like, you ain't trying to go there. You could do that too. Stay in that space of your own personal, self. You got to keep it natural. Just keep it organic. Keep it authentic. Those thoughts that you say that's popping up in your head, let them pop up. Allow them to formulate. Allow them to go through you, because that's how we grow. That's how we mature, not by stifling thoughts, not by limiting those thoughts, but by managing them, coping with life. That's the growth and the development.
Right. Thank you. I needed that.
When I was talking to my new son-in-law this weekend, we had that conversation. And one of the things I want to remind all of us is, it just think about a great athlete, a boxer, it don't matter what sport. They, every single day, they're practicing. They're developing themselves. Every single day, they're training. Every single day, they're doing what it takes to be the best at their craft. So they go from being an amateur to professional. So the professional is, you know, aside from being, you know, a rank or a ranking or a category, being a professional has just as much to do with your activities, your routines. So just get into the habit of developing yourself on a daily basis. That's what's going to make us great in the long run. So like it never fails. We always say like, yo, I want to be this. I want to do this. I want to have this. And we just think it's supposed to magically happen. Forgetting that it's going to happen, but it's not like a destination. It's more like a direction. And it's every day, long obedience in the same direction. And you'll begin to see the results that come from that daily training. Those daily disciplines. So today is the 6th. Start today or carry over today from yesterday if you've already started. And today begin the process of every single day doing the daily things, creating the daily routines that are going to help you at the end of the month see some results in your personal development, in your own growth, in your craft. But if we don't do it every day, we'll stay amateur. Professionals work hard every day. They do the daily disciplines. They practice their craft. They get better at being themselves. They get better at being better. But you got to do it every day. That builds the momentum. Every day builds the confidence. You got to do it every day because you got to believe. And the minute you take a day off, just get back on the horse. Give yourself some grace. It's the consistency. Every day. All right. We're at that time. Appreciate you. Y'all go forth today, man. Just do what it is that you're supposed to do today and be who you're supposed to be. Y'all have a great grind day. We'll talk Thursday.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead. The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at gmenworldwide.com.